Hi, family. My name is Charles. I'm an addict.
Hey, Charles.
And I'm glad to be an addict because if I had never admitted that I was an addict, I wouldn't be standing here clean today. I'd like to thank Ulysses, as always, for not just sharing with you guys, but he's been a part of my life for all the years in recovery I've been in recovery. The therapeutic value of one addict helping another. This is the process in recovery that will help me celebrate 11 years on April the 29th of this year. I'd also like to thank the convention committee for asking me to share. I'd like to thank my sponsor who's here with his wife, Leo F., who's followed me down this road, this journey, for my entire, going on 11 years of recovery. You know, I love him. I love Ulysses, too. I'm the type of person, if you ask me to come somewhere and share it, and it has a lot of meaning to me, I get so emotional till I got to have something to keep me centered. You know, and whenever I come back to this place, this building, okay, which I've been coming to for 10 years in a row, I get emotional as soon as I hit the door because I remember day one when I walked up in here, tore up from the flow up, if anybody can remember that one. All the cliches are part of the therapeutic value. So I went with my book, and it works how and why. And I wanted to find something on the therapeutic value. Well, I didn't find it. But what I did find was what the therapeutic value of one addict helping another represents in Narcotics Anonymous. I'd like to read it to you. It says, Narcotics Anonymous is not a selfish program. In fact, the spirit of the 12th step is grounded in the principle of selfless service. Now last night, because they always told me to go to my literature or go somewhere and become informed about what I'm doing. So that's what I do today. Now early on, like Ulysses said, you asked me to share, I raised my hand, and if I shared, I'd throw up all over you. No telling what might come out. And they let me share and gave me help. Because I needed it real bad then. I still need it today, okay? Just on another level, you know, in the program of Narcotics Anonymous. But I looked up the word, I looked up the word therapy, and it said that the definition of therapy was the treatment for an illness or disease. You know, then I looked up the word therapeutic. And it said that it was service to preserve health. You know, and I kind of related that to my disease, which is threefold. You know, mental, physical, and spiritual. You know, then I looked up value. And it said value is something that had worth. It means it was worth dealing with, had some substance. It was worth saving. And then the last part of this topic, one addict helping another, just kind of brought it home to me. You know, the selfless service that we all share in keeping each other clean, one day at a time. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I was walking around a convention. I saw people helping people, showing people where the bathrooms were, people hugging people. All those things to me in my recovery was a process and things that I felt from the therapeutic value of one addict helping another that helped me get to this point. When I came into rooms, didn't have a lot of self-esteem, didn't have a lot of anything. And to be in a place where people were hugging me, where people were giving me good information, where people weren't afraid to tell me when I was doing something wrong instead of letting me hurt myself. You know, that felt so good. That was completely special. Which brings me to what the therapeutic value of one addict helping another really means in a nutshell. And that's love for one another. You know, and I haven't found that anywhere in my journeys in life, but right here in Narcotics Anonymous. And that's why I keep coming back. That's why I keep committing myself to being in the process of that therapeutic value of one addict helping another. I would die without it. I have a wonderful career now, wonderful family, wonderful life, okay? But every year, I come right back here so I can get 900 hugs at the front door so that I can hear you repeat some of the cliches, keep coming back. You know, easy does it. You know, I'm just keeping it simple. One day at a time, you know. We got a ton of them, you know. If you don't put it in you, you can't get high. You know, just stop. Huh? You know, I come back here to get filled up so I can go out there and have the hope of lasting another year. Because now I take that therapeutic value that you all give me and I have to use it out there in the real world. My grand sponsor invited me yesterday to dinner at his house. And I went over to his house, and of course he's a gentleman that I look up to. He's very successful, you know, very knowledgeable. I'm not sure how many years he has. 24 years. And he looks at me, and I'm telling about all the issues that I'm dealing with in life today, because for these 10 years, going on 11 years in recovery, things have changed, okay? You know? And they're neither good or bad, they're just life. Because that's what y'all told me I was gonna have here, life on life's terms. You know, when I got here, of course, it was real good. And my sponsor told me that it was gonna get good after that. And then he also pointed out that when it's all over with, it's gonna get real. And he was correct. So where I was at the dinner table with him was, you know, I'm feeling where he's at in life today. You know, you're juggling family life, business life, the new challenges, the new adventures, the excitement of living clean and doing some things and not being bonded by the walls of addiction to be able to live life on life's term. And he looks at me and he says, you know, I tell people all the time that it's a luxury when I get a chance to fellowship and be in a meeting today. And I'm beginning to understand that. But one thing I always have to do, I always have to keep coming back. I have to keep coming back. I have to keep receiving the therapeutic value from you and giving you some too, okay? And sometimes I give you some because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, and you'll give me the right kind of therapeutic value, so I will. But that's how this thing works, and it's the greatest thing I've ever seen or been a part of in my life. You know, today I feel like Narcotics Anonymous is the greatest entity on the planet. You know, there is nowhere that I've felt so much love. There is nowhere that taught me how to love. But this place called Narcotics Anonymous. You know, so the therapeutic value, just to wrap up, simply means to me, you know, making a commitment to help another suffering addict. Anytime, anywhere. When he calls me at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning, to take that damn call. Okay? Therapeutic value. When I'm hurting, but I gotta listen to what he's sharing with me because he's hurting. That's the therapeutic value. when he's finished sharing and I still got to get mine off and I come back him with what I'm hurting. That's the therapeutic value. Therapeutic value is being able to pull up on any attic at any time and get the help I need. Because we live by a creed that no addict seeking recovery should ever die. Thanks for letting me share.
Right. I'm Gary and I'm an addict. All right. I'd like to thank both Ulysses and Charles for sharing. Let's give them another hand, y'all. And before we open the meeting up for anybody that'd like to share, I just would like to share to please remember to come up to the podium one at a time. Also, keep in mind that there may be others who would like to share. So the meeting is open. Anybody like to share?